T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, joining us right now, a guy who's very important to us today because we have a lot to talk about, Dr. Rajaram.
All right, here's, if I was you.
Joe Evan, how you guys doing,
seriously,
buddy?
Doc, let me tell you this. If I was you, here's what I would do. Here's what I would do.
Yep.
Call the Mets up. Call up the Wilpons right now. Say, look, I'm applying to take over as the head of medical operations for the Mets. Can you do that for me?
Joe, seriously, let's
go. Come on.
Ernie and I were talking during the break. The season started off, the Mets started off hot with wins and cold with injuries, and then it completely flipped.
Then they became the Mets again.
All is well in the world. I thought the best quote I saw, there was an article yesterday from the Daily News that they said, it looks like something along the lines of, it looks like the baseball gods are giving the Mets the finger again.
Yep.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, well.
I was like, yep.
Well, let's talk about these fingers. Syndergaard's finger, Mats' finger. How about it?
Exactly. So, Syndergaard's finger, he already had his MRI, so thankfully nothing's torn. It's going to be one of his collateral ligaments. They haven't said exactly what ligament it is, but you got to assume it's a collateral ligament to the finger. So it's his index finger, throwing hand. You need to obviously generate all that grip strength in that hand. So if you look at your fist, and if you guys just get so annoyed with the Mets that you start punching each other in the studio, if you make a fist and you're about to hit Evan in the face, look at the top of that fist, that knuckle, that's the knuckle that we're talking about here, where he most likely either hyperextended or strained one of the ligaments that basically moves around that knuckle to keep your finger stable. Because if those ligaments aren't there, your finger basically wobbles or kind of jumps in and out of place, and then obviously you wouldn't be able to generate the grip that you need to throw or hit, for that matter, as well. So he was having soreness there, and that's why they. And it didn't get better, and that's why they kind of shut him down. That's why they got the MRI. And basically what he's got is probably a lot of inflammation or a strain of one of those ligaments. So think about a rubber band. We've talked about this before in regards to the knee and the elbow. If you stretch one of those rubber bands around a joint, if you stretch it too much, you kind of lose some of that elasticity that brings it back to play. So that's probably, a mild version of that is probably what he has in his finger. So the first, the first 7 to 10 days are the worst when that thing gets really inflamed, because it's right under your skin. So, anytime you touch it, it's going to hurt. Moving the fingers are going to hurt. So they're going to ice the heck out of them. They probably put them in one of those finger immobilizers or a little finger splint to cool it down. And then the other thing is, fingers can also get stiff. So it's kind of a catch-22. You put it in a splint to rest it, but you also don't want to splint it for too long, because then your finger gets so stiff, the guy's going to have trouble making a fist. He's going to actually have trouble getting the hand around a ball. So it's a fine line of, all right, maybe you just splint it for like 2 days, but then still have him take it off and kind of work on some flexibility stuff and ice it, anti-inflammatories. So that's his deal. And I'm going to assume Mats is very similar. So they at least have a traumatic event that they're blaming it on. He was saying that when he was swinging. Exactly. When he was swinging and the kind of bat slipped out of his hand, he hyperextended his finger. Now that's his left, his left middle finger. And that he had kind of that traumatic moment. He said that he didn't feel it immediately. He said that he actually, about a minute or two later, a couple minutes later, when he was on base after that base hit, that's when he felt it. So that's actually a good sign if that's true. Meaning, if you have a significant injury, you usually would feel it instantly. So the fact that he said that he didn't feel it until a couple minutes later when he was standing on base is a good sign. They got x-rays right after that, and again, thankfully, nothing broke. So he's probably going to end up getting an MRI also, just to make sure he didn't tear one of these ligaments. But if he hyperextended that finger, It's the exact same thing. It's that finger, it's that knuckle at the top of your fist that were these major collateral ligaments. You hear that word all the time. Collateral ligaments are what stabilize your fingers to give you your grip strength. So he's going to look at, potentially similar things. So seven, 10 days.
How long before you can safely throw a baseball?
That first week is what you need to really knock out the inflammation, because any inflammation anywhere in the body roughly can take 7 to 10 days to go away if it's bad enough. So it's just a matter of, if it's still sore, he's not going to be able to grip the ball. So he can try to throw or he can try to bat, but he's not going to be as effective, and then you're probably going to see it in his accuracy and even his efficacy trying to hit. So it's one of those things that it's not a major structural thing, thank goodness, like a big break or a big tear, but it's annoying enough that it would really affect his ability to do what he needs to do at a high level because of how strong those tiny little ligaments are in your fingers. Our hands are incredible. The amount of tiny muscles and ligaments and nerves. In fact, our hands have some of the most amounts of nerves and neurons in our brain dedicated to motor function. If you think about how intricate the fingers, the way you do, fine finger movements. So the hand's incredible. So you really need all that stuff to work. We all take it for granted, but those tiny little ligaments and muscles and things like that, when they get inflamed, they really hurt. So that's what it's going to be. And even though it's not going to be not necessarily super dangerous for him if he tries to throw too early. The problem is if he throws too early, he's just not going to be effective at all because he's going to feel it every time he tries to close his fist around, close his hand around the ball.
Mm. Will Cespedes ever play again, Doc? Is he done? Is it over for him? I mean, will we ever see him play again, Cespedes?
I feel like this is the third time.
It's like every day, every time. And when I see Cespedes touch his leg, I know he's done for 2 months.
Some guys are just more prone to muscle strains than others. I mean, we've certainly seen that in certain sports and certain athletes, but he I think he may be up there as far as setting the record as the most number of muscle. I think this most recent time is his hip again, his hip strain or something. So I feel like, I don't know maybe we got to get him stretching more, maybe
stretching.
Doing some yoga or something. I don't know what the answer is, but he's definitely one of those guys that's just constantly prone to these muscle strains.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Doc, you got to call up Wilpon, all right? Say, look, I'm Dr. Arun Rajaran, all right?
No offense, what difference is he making? Ooh. I mean, so the Dr. Rajaran, any doctor.
Well, maybe he does. He knows what he's doing. I don't know.
It's not the doctors. You know that.
I'm trying anything.
I like it. At least a little perspective on things.
I mean, I'd rather see you. Doc, I will say this. I'd rather see you own the team. To be honest with you.
That's one of the things, whether you wish you want to or not.
But he'd probably be better.
That's true. New direction. New direction. That's what we need. So, it's wild. I was just down in Houston this weekend for a wedding and caught up with some of our friends when I worked with them down there in Houston with the Astros and the Texans guys, and we were talking about a lot of this exact stuff about all the Mets injuries, and the Astros are obviously up here this week. They're playing the Yankees tonight. And it's just, that organization from where they were a couple of years ago to what they came to today was a complete, sea changing direction change that, made them to such an incredible organization. So the Mets seen something like that to completely
couple hundred lost seasons. That's what it took for them.
Way. How's the Sean Watson doing? You were down in Houston with the Texans. You talk about him at all? Is he all right?
Everyone's happy with how his rehab and everything is coming along, so they're optimistic. J.J. Watt was front and center at the Rockets game every single night, but that still didn't help the Rockets get past the Warriors. Him and Justin Timberlake, I think we're talking in the ears of the officials over the course of that game. It was hilarious.
Yeah, they're BFFs, those two. I saw them on TV constantly.
Yeah, exactly. Any Rockets game, the two of those guys are always together. There's nothing going on there.
Doc, we appreciate you coming on.
Doc, it's always a pleasure. I'm sure we'll talk to you again in a couple days. All right?
I'm sure. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Dr. Rajaran Kirsi.
See you, Doc.
Of IGEA Brain and Spine. Keep this in mind about the Astros. You don't want to go down that world. They lost 106.
Oh, yeah. They were bad for a long time.
107. And 111. Can you imagine 3 straight years of losing over 100 games? That's brutal.
That is pretty bad.
Now, the payoff is there because
they won it all.
Look what they did.
Right.
Not only have they won it all, they got a chance to win it all again.
They do.
And they've got a great young core, but 106 plus losses in three consecutive years.
It's great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.